Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
The power within ourselves is ingrained deep within our consciousness, and it's our mission to find and utilize it. Through words, poets are able to transform their thoughts about their world and things they have witnessed. My poems are very deep, and they contain a lot of emotion. Through my poems, I'm able to create words that represent my inner struggles and perseverance. Through my poems, my soul is able to transform and connect my mind to my physical body. Free your mind and release your soul. And through God's word, I invite you to become spiritually reincarnated. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated here on NHISG Network. We do more than just sports. We also have 1 hour of spoken word here from 7 to 8 every Saturday night. And I'm going to do like I usually do. I'm going to start off with a regular spiritual poem and a love poem. I'm going to take us to a break with the love poem. And so I start you off with 2 fresh poems, and then we come back, and then I'll get into my set. This poem is called Authenticity. And this poem is authentic in 2 ways. First is, with all my poems, I always mention the name in them as part of the hook. Well, A, this poem doesn't really have the name authenticity in it at all, but that's what this poem's about, but I never use a word in it. But the whole thing is about not being afraid to be yourself and be willing to walk alone if you have to. And the name of this poem that I recently wrote is called Authenticity. Walk your own path and don't ever follow. Don't be stuck in yesterday and live only for tomorrow. Sometimes in life, it's your pride you must swallow. The deep waters in life will eventually be swallowed. To walk your own path, sometimes you have to be as quiet as a mouse, or you can follow the herd of sheep into the slaughterhouse. To be a true leader, you cannot just follow the pack. Keep walking alone, even if no one has your back. Sometimes walking alone means you're going the right way. But with your words and actions comes a price to pay. Don't be like a lost sheep and just stray. If there are obstacles in your path, then find another way. Most people in life cannot appreciate the true great or qualities of their trait until it's too late. They will try to suffocate the qualities of your faith because your pride and insecurity is rooted in hate. To be a leader, you should not have to prove it to anyone. Your true image will appear in the outcome. A true leader can't afford to be blind. One must gain from the lessons they've learned in time and continue moving forward, or they get left behind. To be a true leader, you must be comfortable in what you are and not let your dreams guide your soul and take you very far. The path you follow is the one chosen for you, and God will provide you strength for the struggles you go through. Go against the grain can make you insane, but your path will lead to a higher spiritual plane. Keep on going and don't ever stop. It's a constant climb to get to the top. The most difficult climb leads to the best view. Keep on climbing no matter what you go through. We all have qualities that others desire, so they will hate instead of admire. It's just a small part of this world that we live in. The past sometimes can be very dark and so unforgiving. It's kind of like a battle. You just can't seem to win. But stay true to yourself and don't ever give in. Only a few can appreciate the qualities that you possess, because somehow they feel that they are less. In order to succeed, you must bleed and learn to read between the lines and recognize all the signs. Others will never appreciate the strength that you possess because their eyes are blinded by all your success. Always keep fighting and don't fear the unknown. Keep walking your path even if you're alone. All of your life, others have seen you as strange. But now that you're older, all of that seems to change. Walk your own path and do not stray. Your faith will guide your soul and show you the way. The path alone is the path hardest to walk. Don't be intimidated by what others talk. It may be tough at times walking out alone, but let the light come in from your soul, guide you back home. That poem is called Authenticity. That's for all you rebels out there who aren't afraid to be yourself, aren't afraid to be different, and are comfortable in who you are and what you are. Always hold your head up high. And this poem, I'm going to go to a little break. Well, I'm going to do another poem after this that I recorded that I'm going to a little break. I got to get the commercials in. And I'm going to come back with it. I got a hot set for you tonight. I got a lot of great spiritual spoken word coming up for you. And this one goes out to all you single ladies out there. I'm single as well, too. And this poem is called, if you ever find, well, eventually you'll find that one. But this poem is called, Can You Love Me Forever? That's definitely a question that's tough. But that's the name of my poem, Can You Love Me Forever? When everything in life is gone, will a spark from your love still shine on? We've been through a lot, I have to say, but I continue to love you every single day. My love for you will never cease to exist, and being with you is my last final wish. Can you love me the same way I love you? Will our love still be strong no matter what we go through? Can you love me forever, even if I'm not capable of loving you back? When my heart drifts away, can you keep it on track? The sparks from our love will always shine on. Tu amor es la medicina por mi corazón. Love can be complicated if we let our emotions take control. Love just doesn't come from the heart, it comes straight from the soul. Love is a bond that can never be shattered, and being in your arms is the only thing that ever matters. Love can hit your heart like a lightning rod, and the love I share with you is the same love I share for God. If I had one wish, this is what it would be, to be engulfed in your love for eternity, no matter what happens or what we go through. Unconditionally, I promise to always love you. The foundation of our love gets stronger with time as we both dodge the bullets of time. I can remember our very first date. When I first saw you, I knew it was fate. Can you love me forever, or am I asking too much? My heart feels so warm with your soft, healing touch. Your love is like a pot of gold washing up on the shore. I can love you in a way no man has ever loved you before. Love is a bond that goes beyond fate, and it still transcends as we both reincarnate. Can you love me forever, or am I just wasting my time? They say true love can make you blind. Love is based on mutual attraction, and no matter what, you can't ever force it to happen. If you love someone, they must love you back, or the rules of love get thrown off track. Your love lifted my dear heart from off the floor. I want you to know yo necesito tu amor. From the highest mountain peaks to the most desolate part of the sea, in your arms is the heaven where I always want to be. I get on my knees and pray that God will put a girl like you in my life one day. Listen to me, because every word is true. Can you love me forever the same way I love you? Welcome, everybody. This is Gilbert. Excuse me. Welcome, everybody. This is Gilbert Sines, spiritually reincarnated. And you know what? Let's go to another poem before we go to a little break. Let's go to another poem. This poem is called Poetry Is Not Dead.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head. Poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry's words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick. Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, all you entrepreneurs out there, or if you have your own business, your company, or service, and you want to take it to the next level, I can help you with that. Come advertise with me on our network, Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We have the latest on sports, and we also have spiritual spoken word. We have all types of different program that you could advertise on, whatever your target audience is. We can help you with that. Our website is, check us out at www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. That is our website. Or you can give us a call. Excuse me. Our office number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, that number. So if you need to grab a pen or something to write it down, it's 866-543-1875, extension 700. Come, let us help you bring your business to the next level. Come advertise with big name advertisers. Come advertise with them. Be a part of our network. Let us help you take your business to the next level. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Spiritually reincarnate, and we'll be right back right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, and Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but it's so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it. Love it.
Are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a god beats strong like a drum. And if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day. How can we not need a savior to take them all away? The heart of a god pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a god sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a god so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a god beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a god just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
The true talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations. Gilbert Sines, from his book Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place, that is the introduction. And you know what? We're going to start off this this show, now that we're getting to my set, with a strong sense. This is going out to anybody. Maybe you have a loved one, a person you're in love with, or a family member that's affected by substance abuse. I wrote this a couple years ago. Yeah, it's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. And this is for anybody that has a loved one, or maybe you're going through a substance abuse issue yourself. It's called Where Did You Go? And you can figure out, check out my poem, Where Did You Go? Where did you go, all covered in snow? Face all pale, you're losing that glow. Where did you go? I can't find you, my friend. I will be here for you until the end. Where did you go? Can you even feel? Do you even know what is real? Your body remains covered in fear, yet your soul and spirit is not here. Your mind is lost, somewhere astray. I've been searching for you every single day because I care, yet you stare endlessly into space, holding on to your disgrace. You can't even look at me in the face. You need to speak and admit you're weak. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and get back on your feet. Where did you go? I'm searching for you so that I can help with whatever you're going through. I promise to help and do whatever I can. That may not be enough. I'm only one man. Where did you go? Miss you while you were gone. Life is still evolving. We all move on. Yet you remain stuck somewhere in space. It's time to move on and leave that place. Where did you go? It's time to come back home. You don't have to be all alone. What have you become? Are you lost in the sea? Your soul roaming around endlessly. You drifted in yourself, so far astray, lost in your mind, just trying to find your way. Every corner you turn is another dead end. Come back home. We miss you, my friend. Where did you go? My heart beats really slow. Will I see you again? I just don't know. And speaking, I know the poem, I don't mean to get on a depressing note. I know that's a poem for all these substance abuse users out there dealing with that issue. But speaking, since we're kind of on that, you know, for me, the day that I found God was everything, like, came into place for me. And my whole life, you know, I was able to go to school, earn a master's degree, and do counseling. That's what I do for a living now. And God has blessed me with the talent to bring you to bring you 1 hour of spiritual spoken word here on the network. And I was not always as strong. There were times when I was searching for God, it was a really struggle for me, and it was a hard journey. And sometimes I just feel like throwing in the towel and be like, man, I don't think I'll ever find this. But I kind of kept faith by the whenever I go to church, I see the look in other people's eyes. When they talk about God, I see the look in their eyes and how well God has treated them. And that's what kept me on track. But it was frustrated. It was a hard search for him. It was definitely worth it. But this poem I wrote when I was searching for him, I was desperate. I probably wasn't in a good place. And this poem, it's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, and it's called Dear God, Who Are You? Dear God, who are you? What are we to you? We pray to you. We cry to you. We rejoice in you. We put all our faith in you, and yet we don't understand you. Some spend their entire lives searching, yet never find you. Others have given up looking for you and choose to believe that you just don't exist. Where are you? Why are you so hard to find? Do you even hear me right now? Will you still be here until the end of time? Does time even exist for you? You created so much life only to take it away. People write about you, yet others fight about you. What do you think about that? Every time that I talk to you, I hear nothing but silence. Am I listening hard enough? It's like you speak to me through other people and send me help when I need it. Yet, what am I to you? Please just answer me, because I really want to know. My whole life, I've been constantly searching for you. I love you. I get down on my knees and worship you. But who are you? You make this world such a beautiful place. You're the flowing endlessly into space, yet who are you? What are you? You represent all that is good. You are perfect and make no mistakes. You heal, you protect, and you can take pain away from people that suffer. Who are you? Why do you let people suffer and others prosper? Why am I even here? It's like you send me people when I need them. You put them in my life so that they can help me and care about me. Then you just take them away. Who are you? I really want to know. Take me with you and never let me go. That is in my book. I had another poem that I wanted to read to you. And you know what? I was a bad time in my life. This is when I was at a better time in my life, because when I was writing this poem, I actually found God. This is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, on eBay or any Barnes & Noble, Spiritually Reincarnated. Check it out. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, Part 2. It's a three-poem set. There are three different poems. This is Part 2 in my book. It's available now, and check this one out. Life is a process. We instinctively process everything that goes on around us. From our experiences to our environment, we are constantly learning and processing new information. This instinct occurs naturally. It is part of our being and helps guide us throughout our lives. For some, life is a process of misery brought on by bad decisions that keep constantly repeating themselves. These people move backwards in life rather than forward, and they fail to live up to their potential. Yet for others, life is a process filled with great triumphs and perseverance. They are constantly moving forward to their destination of self-fulfillment. There are also those that just seem to be stuck in one place. They constantly searching for their true identity and struggle to find purpose in their lives. These folks seem to move forward for a short time, only to end up back where they started. The process of life can only manifest itself if we continue moving forward. It is those that already know everything that cannot progress. In the end, there is only one destination called self-fulfillment, and you either reach it or you don't. The day that I found God is the day I was able to move forward in my life, both mentally and spiritually. No longer enslaved or controlled by my desires, I'm finally free. I can now transform myself and live life on its terms. The idea that we live in complete freedom is just an illusion for most of us. Constantly constrained by the limitations of society, our lives are controlled and molded by the expectations set down by others. The way they think and how they treat us manipulates our everyday existence. There are two different types of respect. The first type consists of people who only respect us for what we have accomplished in our lives. This type of respect is short-lived because it is based on the foundation of fear and it has conditions. The second type has no conditions because people respect us for who we are. This type of respect is based on love, not fear, so it lasts forever. We are only free when we let go of what we are supposed to be and become what we want to be. The path to righteousness was under my feet all this time. I just recently chose to walk on it. I've manifested into a separate entity. I've become spiritually reincarnated. Check out my book. It's out on eBay now. And you know what? I know I want to do another poem to the song and come back, but it's a little early for that. So I want to do a couple more poems before we do another break. This poem is called Take Me Away. I have a book out. Oh, and by the way, I have my album out, Heart of a God. I'm doing some finishing touches on the cover. I'm very pleased. The cover looks good. I'm just doing a couple of little, you know, sending it back for a little updated. So I'm thinking maybe February 14th, Valentine's Day, dropping it. It's called The Heart of a God, and it'll be on iTunes or all the outlets, all the internet outlets, digital music. You can buy it. Again, The Heart of a God by Gilbert Sines. Look out for the album coming out February 14th, probably. I'll set a date for sure, hopefully next week or the week after I have a date. Check out this poem. This is from my series. I also have a book that I completed. I just have to get it out. It's called Spiritually Reincarnated, That Place. Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place has a whole bunch, about 100-something poems, 120, 30, something like that. And it also has this series. It's a 12-poem series called That Place. And That Place is about different dimensions that I dream of. It's a dream-based series, and it's called That Place. I do one of heaven, or a couple of heaven. I do one of my walk through hell, all that types of stuff. This is called Take Me Away, and this is That Place, part 6. It's I let my mind go and write. I continue to fight the spiritual war that has torn me to the core. All this pain and suffering as I try to break bread. And through my writings, God's words I spread. Life is complex, just like a derivative. Our whole existence is primitive. We live our lives trying to avoid pain so that we can maintain a healthy brain. Living this world as people's morals decay, and things get worse with every passing day. But rest assured that God will eventually just take me away. My soul starts to transform to a higher state, as I'm free from anger and free from hate. Take me away to that place way up above. Take me to that place where I always feel God's love. My entire life, I try to do good, and I wouldn't take it back even if I could. The wounds of time left a scar on my soul. I feel like a crashing plane spinning out of control. Take me away. God, please don't forget about me. Help me achieve your destiny. My entire life is full of sin, so I pray to be forgiven. I don't want to be a part of this world that we live in. Take me away to that place near the shore. Take me to that place where I won't sin anymore. That place every morning where the sun rises above the beach At times, it feels so hard to reach that special place, which is somewhere inside of me, where I can go be with God for eternity. I get closer to that place every single day. That place lies only a heartbeat away. Take me away to that place in the sky. Whenever you look up, you see angels fly. I cannot sleep, so I've been writing. In this spiritual war, I will continue fighting. All my chaos and struggles will remain on this earth as I ask for forgiveness for whatever it's worth. God, please come and take me away. Take me to paradise that I dream of every day. Take me to that place deep in my mind. It's in another dimension, way beyond time. That place where all my dreams come true, and I am never judged for whatever I went through. Take me away to that place in the sky where my soul can rest in peace long after I die. That place I visit when I want to escape as my soul leaves my body and emancipates. Take me to that place where I'm never alone, as I let God's love guide me back home. And you know what? I want to do, oh, wow, time flies, man. It's already, we're already at 41 after the hour. So let me do one more poem, and we'll come up and close up the show. I got a poem to a song, a cool song. I do believe in reincarnating, and I believe that, you know, your love, you can have a bond with somebody, create a bond so much that your love can reincarnate. And it's like when you go to different lifetimes, you could, you know, that love will still, the bond is so strong, you know, that they'll reincarnate with you. And that's what my next poem is about. So after I do this poem, it has some music to it. So check it out. Check me out on Facebook, Gilbert Signs Poetry on Facebook and YouTube. And this poem is one of my favorites. And it's called The Ballerina Dancer. It's in my book, Spiritually Incarnate. This is for all you ladies out there. This is another love poem for you. This poem is called The Ballerina Dancer. Her beauty is magical as her hair waves in the air. Every time she dances, I can't help but stare. The music starts playing. Inside my mind, it's emotionally raining, but I'm not complaining. The way she moves her body is just so amazing. She is the ballerina dancer that is dancing in a dream. Her touch feels like water in heaven flowing down springs. The ballerina dancer has managed to dance her way into my heart. Watching her move her body as her legs spread apart, the sight of her dancing, if I can only paint a picture. Describing her beauty is like writing a biblical scripture. When she starts dancing, I can feel her love. It takes me above the universe. As I move back and watch her rehearse, they say that love is a curse, but I'm addicted to every verse. Trying to think of her first and not let all my emotions burst. I see the ballerina dancer dancing every day. The sound of the music takes all my problems away. Behind her eyes lies such a beautiful soul. But our fate is something we can't always control. The ballerina dancer makes me lose my mind. Every time she starts to grind, the curve of her lips and her lips blossom like tulips. With so much passion sprinkling out of her fingertips, like a sea being blown around in the wind, just waiting for fate to eventually happen. I would move heaven and earth to prove to her my worth, a love that has been reincarnated long before our birth. Her love sets me free, and she is the only thing in my life that makes me happy. The ballerina dancer has seduced my mind. I can see her grind all the time. Every time I watch her dance, I can't help but think romance as I take a chance and hand her my heart because it's in bits of pieces and all torn apart. Her love takes me beyond the atmosphere, and I would do anything to have her right here. Just having her around helps me see clear. The ballerina dancer, she looks so fine. The music has taken over my mind, and I wish all the time that she could be mine. I can see the ballerina dancer dancing at night in a dream. The movement of her body so peaceful and serene. And every time she dances, she looks like a queen. That poem is called, what was called Ballerina Dancer. And that poem is on my album, The Heart of a God, coming out soon. Check out this song right now. This is Reincarnated Love. And we'll be back to finish with the show after this.
Reincarnated Love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. 1 hour spiritual spoken word. I know the playoffs are going on right now. I know the 49ers play today, and I know Baltimore Ravens play today. I can't wait till next week. I think both teams are going to win, and they're going to see each other next week. So I can't wait for the Ravens and 49ers. I have to say I like the 49ers, so I'm going for the 49ers. I always liked the 49ers. Jerry Rice was always one of them, and Joe Montana was always one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. But everybody, anyways, enjoy the playoffs today. Be safe. Be respectful. Even if your team loses, if that's the worst thing that happens to you, you're probably having a good year. If your football team loses and that's the worst thing that happens to you, be lucky you weren't caught out in the snow or something with a flat tire or something, you know? But anyways, I want to thank you for spending an hour with me listening to 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. If you like my poetry, you can check me out on YouTube or Facebook. My phone, I have over 14,000 views on my for my video, for my album, The Heart of a God, coming out soon. But you can check me out, Gilbert Sines Poetry, on YouTube and Facebook. Follow me on there, and you can find out the latest about my album. It has 10 tracks on it. I want to end this. Before I always go out, I kind of have a tradition. Even when I perform out live, when I do sets, I'll do like maybe a set of three or a set of two. I always like to end with a love poem. And so I'm going to do that today. This goes out to all you ladies out there. And this poem is called Unconditional Love. Again, thank you for spending your playoff weekend with me. Thank you. And don't forget, we got the college national championship game coming up between Clemson, Clemson and LSU coming up on Monday night. So we have a lot of sports, so stay tuned to our network. We're just taking a little time out here for some spiritual spoken word, but we're called Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we have all the latest in sports information, interviews, everything. So stay tuned for that. This poem I'm going to take you out with is called Unconditional Love, and again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Go check out my album. Check out my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, out in bookstores now. And again, this is for all you ladies out there. Unconditional love. It doesn't matter to me whatever you went through. Until my end of days, I promise to always love you. Nobody can imagine what I went through. As the wind of time mercilessly blew, I promise one day I will drop to one knee. And casually, I will ask you to marry me. I don't care who you've been with or what you have done. I will never love you any less because you are the one. Unconditional love with somebody I can cherish. A fire that will continue to burn long after we both perish. Her love is like glue that holds my heart together. A bond so strong that will last forever. There is one thing that you should know about me, is that I'm capable of loving you unconditionally. I really don't care about your sexual history, and what happens next is the only thing that matters to me. All I want for you is to hold me tight, because searching for you has been such a hard, bitter fight. Her body feels so wet and tight. Our bodies unite. We are two lost souls inside the cold, dark night. Unconditional love, a bond that can never be broken. As we both watch the sun come up over the ocean, you have no idea of the hell I went through, but it was all worth it once I found you. Unconditional love that has been reincarnated, a bond so strong it can't be separated. This love started out as just a fling, like a spark igniting a fire in the middle of spring. She is the only thing, and I hope that she can understand that I can't imagine the sight of her with another man. Sometimes I feel just so alone. Her love is the closest thing that feels like home. We are two lost souls seeking God's kingdom. Unconditional love that matters so much to me. Her love is so pure, lasting through eternity. She is like a golden pearl washing up on the shore. I can love her in a way no man has ever loved her before. I will share with her God's love as it flows through me. Together we can both grow spiritually. All the poems I write, they are all about her. As the echoes of time continue to whisper, every poem that I write, I mean every word, from every adjective to every single verb. Unconditional love that will never die. Through God's love, it will only multiply. In this life, there are many different types of love, and I promise to be loyal to her even after push comes to shove. I promise that I will love her unconditionally, the type of love that will reincarnate for eternity.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Sometimes I believe at times I'm wishing more. I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go to anywhere I fall. Sometimes I believe that times I'm wishing more. I can fly, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.